Welcome back to the music podcast. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
Yeah, you are. Today we're going to talk about all different types of things. This may be a short, maybe a long, whatever we feel like keeping this to a maximum podcast. So this may be a short one, maybe a long one, whatever we feel like doing. But we're going to give you some music news. Don't know 100%, but I am shit. I am sick of seeing everything about Taylor Swift for the last week or two.
I know, especially about her football boyfriend.
Yeah, her football boyfriend and Travis Kelce, and how they did like a whole, they basically did a whole like NFL Monday Night Football just on her, basically.
I know.
I know, it's really getting, or Sunday Night Football. Yeah, it's really starting to get annoying. Like no one really cared that much about any one of her other boyfriends, you know?
I know. Well, just because Travis Kelce is like a football player or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so John Mayer was the singer. Taylor Hawking was a wolf. what?
Was a wolf.
He was a wolf. Yeah. So that's in the news today.
I had to close the door.
You have to close the door. That's a new song by Frederick Grimsley. It's called "Close the Door." Coming soon to a streaming site near you. Close the door.
I'm trying to close the door.
Let's see. Yeah. So that happened. I mean, yeah, there's so much things happening in music news. Did you hear about Stevie Nicks?
No.
Come a little closer to me. Yeah, so Stevie Nicks is getting her own like Barbie doll. Yeah. Yeah, Stevie Nicks is getting her own Barbie doll. So you'll be able to buy a Stevie Nicks Barbie doll. It looks kind of just like her. It's like Barbie doll mini something. I forgot 100% what it's called, but Ed Sheeran just came out with a new album called Autumn Variants. You guys should check that out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, wherever you get your music streaming sites or wherever. So Fatboy Slim is coming up with an anniversary edition of a when Fatboy Slim you come a long way 25-year edition. That's what coming out as a new edition, a new album edition. So that's in the news. Well, who really cares about Fatboy Slim?
Hey. That's my guy you're talking about. That's my man.
Did you just say that's your man?
Yeah.
Yep, he's gone from dating women to dating Fatboy Slim. Yeah, so. Oh, Foo Fighters are going on tour.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks about them going on tour?
What?
They're not coming to Georgia or Florida.
They're not?
No, not at all. Not coming to Florida or Georgia.
So where are they going? Like New York, like the bigger cities?
Yeah, Atlanta's a big city.
I know.
Just coming to like other places. They're not coming to Florida or Georgia.
Miami is pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So check all that out. Check out, see if they're coming to a city near you. So, what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of remember that band Zed Dead?
Yeah, Zed Dead, yeah.
Zed's Dead or whatever they
Yeah,
call.
Zed Dead, yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of them lately and a lot of Rez.
Why have you been listening to Zed Dead?
Because I never really heard their music before.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, didn't your brother seen them too?
Yeah. And I've seen them. A lot of people have seen them.
Yeah.
Your neighbor have seen them. The songs and stuff I've been listening to with Ed Sheeran's new album, whatever comes up on the radio, like rock and roll music. So stuff like that. U2 had their first concert in the
Oh, and that big old dome
in
or
the big
sphere.
old spear thing that glows in the that changes different
Colors.
that has like basically has a projector on it in Vegas. You guys have probably seen like ones with eyeballs on it, with an eyeball, with the ocean, with all like different types of stuff on it. It's the giant spear in Vegas. Looks like what's her name? Mariah Carey's going on doing another Christmas tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
So go ahead and check that out. I don't know if we talked about it since I don't know if we talked about it since last time because I don't remember if we did or not. But Aerosmith has canceled all of their tour dates for 2023. They're not really canceled, but they're rescheduled till next year because he sprained or broke his larynx, which is his voice,
Oh, yeah.
and he cannot sing. So they postponed it till next year. Right now, supposedly they're not even giving refunds yet, or they haven't even changed. They haven't even announced new tour dates yet. But stay tuned because I was supposed to go to that concert. So stay tuned, and I will be staying tuned for updates on that. So what else?
More about Taylor Swift.
No, not more about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is coming out with a movie on October 13th. That is October 13th. The Eras Tour of the movie will be coming to a city near you in some theaters and mostly in AMC theaters. And it doesn't matter where you listen to, if you listen to this in Hong Kong, China, Beijing, Singapore, wherever, it's
Ching
gonna be
ching
worldwide.
chong.
It what?
Nothing.
What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck did you just say?
I said ching ching chong.
That's not a place. Shut the fuck up. Or Singapore, Ireland, wherever, it's gonna be worldwide. There's some countries that's not being shown, but I don't remember the name of it. Right, the country right now, but so go ahead and check out the Eras Tour, the movie. Instead of being a 3 hour concert like she has, instead of being a 3 hour concert like she's had, it's like 2 hours. The show's about 2 hours. So go ahead and check that out in a city near you. That is a city near you. So just remember to don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry.
The sky is blue. Don't forget to watch Dancing with the Stars. That is Dancing with the Stars. Why are you laughing?
Dancing with the Stars. We never talk about that.
Well, we're talking about it this time. Dancing with the Stars. Because there's usually no one great on it.
Know.
That people really care about, but this year there is. So don't forget to check out Dancing with the Stars. That is on ABC or live on ABC or your Disney Plus app. That is ABC C or Disney Plus. Yeah, so check all that out.
Back at you.
Yeah, so Frederick will be off next week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it might just be me. We'll see how the week goes. 'cause we don't pre-record these like some people do. There's a lot of artists and shit that pre-record things. Okay, you want to talk about other podcast people right now?
Sure.
We're gonna do that right now. You know the girl, what's her name? Bailey. Let me see if I can get her name. Pod
Is it
Bailey.
the one with the two girls?
No. Is this her? Okay, this is her.
Podcast girl Bobby.
Bobby. Have you heard of Bobby?
No.
You have not seen her pop up on all your TikToks? Where she puts on like this act, and when she interviews like some of the biggest fucking people. She does like in the weirdest places too. But like they'll be in bed, she'll be in bed with a celebrity or sitting on like the floor. She was recently on the Today Show. Her name's Bobby. And she's had what people he's she has had Charlie Puth, she has had Drake, she has had Mark, no, not Mark Cuban. What's the guy's name? Mark Cuban. Is it Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban's not a singer.
No, he's not. It's not just singers. She's interviews. Mark Cuban. Is he the one who owns the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah.
Yes, she has had him. She has had tons of people. And she sits there in interviews. But instead of talking like normal, she literally talks like this. So hi, what is your name? Where are you from?
Oh my
This
gosh.
is like literally her whole interview. She'll talk like this. Here, I'll play you guys a clip of her if you guys haven't heard of her on. She was on the Today Show. Let me go to the Today Show. Bye-bye.
Today show. I like how you said it.
The Today Show. America Today Show. Okay. There is more than one Today Show, right?
I know there's one in Australia.
Yes, there is. And then there's one in UK and in Canada too. Maybe you might not. Today show. Okay, here. Oh, well, maybe this is it.
Why didn't
Yeah,
you get married?
this is it.
I don't know. It seems like not too, like I don't know. It seems like a thing of like ancient times or something.
Who is Bobby Altoff?
You're not that anything or that intriguing.
No, I'm an anomaly.
And why is she in bed with Drake? Millions of people on TikTok want to know.
You've been seeing this girl, Bobby Althoff, on your...
I saw her interview with Drake.
I genuinely am so intrigued at who she is. I can't
nope,
figure it
out. No, me
too.
Marking.
2.5 weeks ago, the host of the Really Good podcast uploaded her interview with Canadian hip-hop superstar Drake. And the internet went wild.
I don't know what's going on. I look at her Instagram because I'm like, who is this girl?
So to answer a few burning questions for you, Bobby Altoff is a 25-year-old mother of two who has been growing her TikTok following with comedic videos since 2021.
You guys are best friends?
Yeah.
Are you worried that I'm going to take your place?
You could never.
She recently launched her podcast interviewing big names in entertainment and business.
Wasn't that, what's his name?
Who is that, T-Pain?
No, that was pretty sure that was Travis Scott.
She recently launched her podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't that Travis Scott?
That is Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Cast interview
the dreadlocks.
Names
that's what got me the job. See? That's Mark Cuban.
Dry, deadpan manner that has the internet what? Talking.
What do you want me to say? What do you expect me to say? Do I look like someone who's a good partner?
Yeah.
According to Bobby, Drake liked one of her interviews on Instagram, so she DM'd him, and he agreed to do the podcast.
You know, I flew all the way here.
You did. I really do appreciate
it. On my daughter's
that.
First birthday.
Why the fuck are they in bed?
Despite saying she missed her daughter's big day, things are looking up for Bobby. She has more than 1 million followers on Instagram, 5 million on TikTok, and she currently holds the number 2 spot in comedy podcasts. And Bobby Altoff says she's just getting started.
We hold the number 1 in music podcasts.
Okay.
Do you hear me? Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Are you?
The fact that you were so calm next to Champagne Poppy, aka Drake, is sending me. Because if I was in a bed next to.
What'd you say?
I said, that guy is so gay.
Did they really call Drake Champagne Poppy?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
I've never heard that in my life.
Freaking out. It's Drake.
Were you nervous or no?
I'm more nervous right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Well, this has been a wild ride for you. Talk to us about this podcast.
I got the idea in April to start a podcast. And I've always kind of done this character, which is just dry humor. And I was like, I'm just going to bring her along for a podcast.
So when you interview these people, you're not Bobby necessarily.
No. Yeah. I'm... just like a really dry person.
I mean, that's such an interesting idea, but okay, let's talk about Drake.
Yeah.
How did this interview come about?
And how did you even, like, the DM that he answered back in 50 minutes, what was going through your mind?
Drake, if you're listening, come on to the music podcast.
Fine.
So he, I mean, I was freaking out when he
did.
So
you DM'd him. Tell us what happened.
So he saw my video before that with Funny Marco, and he liked it, and then he followed me. And then when I saw he followed me, I was like, I'm gonna ask. And I asked. And
so you just DM'd him and said, want to be on my podcast?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what I said.
I'm sorry. I DM'd Drake 100 times yesterday.
You did?
He has not hit me back.
What did you ask him?
Hey, man, tickets. Can I get tickets here? Can I get tickets there? Can I come to your house and play hoops? Nothing back. But this is crazy. So 3 days later, you're in bed.
You there?
Yeah.
That guy is so weird.
First of all,
when did he join the Today Show?
He's a guest host.
Whose bed? And why
the bed? Yeah.
Like stadium that he was rehearsing out of in Memphis.
Yeah.
So it was just like I wanted to do it then. So the idea behind it was that it would just be like a funny thing of like, oh, you wanted to do it so bad that you bothered him while he was going to bed to do it. So it was the bed was inside of the FedEx Forum, I think.
Yeah.
So, and now we do all of my podcasts in like a random location.
But not always in a bed.
No, that was the only one so far.
Okay. Yes. This is your podcast has gone completely viral, as we mentioned in the tape piece. You're all over TikTok. Are you surprised? Are you a little bit overwhelmed by it? Are you kind of cool with all of this?
And how rich are you now?
Oh, I'm making way more money than I was 2-3 weeks ago. So yeah. It's crazy. It feels crazy. I always wanted it to blow up, obviously. You like hope for something. It's crazy when it actually happens.
But let me ask you this question. When things do go viral, we know that audiences and people out there on the internet could either have a great reaction or not so great reaction. Have you been reading the comments, and how do you kind of cipher through them and not let them get to you?
I only read the positive ones.
That's
I feel like I've only seen positive, so I'm oblivious, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Do you want to be my therapist?
Yeah.
No, but that's so smart, and we should teach our kids to do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, to not worry. You're doing you. And
okay, Jenna Bush Hager.
They don't know me, so it's okay.
Okay, we have to talk. Will you just do a little impression of how you interview? I mean, does that person have a name?
Nope.
Just okay, well, give us a little.
You know what I call her interviewing name?
What?
No bitch personality.
Like, pretend.
Interview Jenna.
Okay. Doesn't have a name.
Nope. Just
okay. Well, give us a little, like, pretend.
Interview Jenna.
Okay. Yeah. Or both of us. But just let's go.
Okay. So, who are you?
My name's Jenna. I get why this is off-putting.
How'd you get here?
I was a teacher.
Okay.
I taught in inner city DC in West Baltimore. And then I wrote a book and I was on the Today Show for it.
That's amazing. Do you like your job?
I like it a lot. It's so weird that you're not smiling, though, because you were just so friendly like 1 second ago. No, you're not friendly.
Do people ever get scared by this person a little or no?
She's talking to you.
Are you friendly?
Yeah.
You are.
What do you mean? I'm just trying to get to know you.
I'm like, do you ever break character and start to laugh?
No.
No, that's it's cool.
No, yeah. So this is it for you.
Isn't it for me. I hope I'm gonna have a couple more years of happiness.
I hope that for you too.
Oh my God, Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby, I'm like, oh my God, someone go to commercial.
Bobby, I know, right?
Sweaty,
Bobby. Thank you so much.
Yeah, her little personality thing's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, she makes it seem like she's not, like, she's serious.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. So go and check out Bobby on different social media sites. My name is Nick.
And I'm Patrick.
And Drake, Jenna Bush Hager, if you want to come on to our podcast, come right ahead. Come on. Go from Bobby to the music podcast. Good night. Good day. Wherever you're in the world, guess what?
What?
We are out. If I can find the exit button. Bye.